In the name of Jesus, our ascended Emmanuel. God is in his heaven, and all is right with the world. This sentiment expressed the attitude of the 19th century, a complacency that felt all was going just fine, looking towards the great progress of the human race. It was a deistic confession that looked at the real absence of God from his world. In a sense, they might think that God was too removed, too high and holy, to get his hands dirty in a mess like this. This same kind of aloofness is seen in the strain of a seminarian who has yet to realize how very little he knows, or in the candidate going out, filled with fear that all rests on his own shoulders. God is in his heaven, and all is right with the world. This sentiment is challenged, my brothers, by our text today. It is challenged by the ascended Christ, who is our Emmanuel. You see, the ascension of Christ testifies to the completion of Christ's work in this world. To think of this world as being a place where things are okay, a place where all is in order and set in its God-intended purpose, is to miss the facts, is to deny the reality that we see on every side. To think of leaving, to think of departing in the ascension, is to bring to light the idea of a task which is completed. Now, we ourselves don't leave this campus until we have completed our assigned work. And so it is with Christ. He departs from this reality after having completed his work. We read at the end of this great Gospel of Luke that the disciples were continually in the temple praising God. Now, the New American Standard has taken a little liberty in that translation. It should be more properly blessing God. They were blessing God. The word there being oilogontes, from which we derive our English eulogy. Now, when we think of a eulogy, it seems to be set in a context of speaking good things about the departed, saying what a great guy he was. But this word is used at key places in the scriptures. We see it used in Ephesians chapter 1. We see it used again in 1 Peter chapter 1, where the apostles speak of blessing God for the great things that he has done for his people. The disciples, as they were blessing God, were not caught up in some charismatic rapture, looking in at their own navels and experiencing some hallelujahs. But as they were blessing God, they were speaking forth the good things that Christ had accomplished. That is why the ascension plays such a pivotal role in the account of Luke and Acts. For the gospel ends at the ascension, and it is there that the Acts of the Apostles pick up. The ascended Christ has completed his work. He has dealt with a world gripped by the power of sin. He has dealt with a world that could not free itself. He has dealt with captives who could not set themselves free, but he has borne the sin of the world on Calvary's tree, risen victorious over the power of death. And in this way, our Lord could then depart. And he departs because his work is finished. It is over. Thus we could say that in this man, Jesus, God is in his world and all is right in heaven. But not only does the ascension testify to the completion of Christ's work, it also bespeaks that Christ is present with his people. For many, the departure of Christ speaks of his location in another place. My friends, it is not like the pastor out in California who purchased a boat and christened it a call, so that if someone were to call in looking for him, his secretary could say, "I'm sorry, the pastor is out on a call." No, it is not like that. Christ did not go someplace in order to be departed from us. Says Luther, when Christ was here, then he was far from us. But now he is very near. Again, Luther says, where is he? He is here with us, and for this purpose did he sit down in heaven, that he might be near us. You see, Christ's departure was not so that he could remove his presence from us, but by ascending into heaven, it allowed him to be present with each and every one of us. And how is he present? Our Lord Jesus is present as he is the one who is the true baptizer in the waters of holy baptism. It is he who grafts the sinful flesh into himself to make it a holy and good thing. It is he who is present with us in the sacrament of the altar, for he is not locked away in a heaven somewhere, but by being in his heaven, he can be here with us. You see, in Christ, God transcends his transcendence. By being in heaven, he can be with all people. It is not unlike the Diary of a Country Priest by George Bernanos. This priest goes out to a little nowhere, and as he serves and gives himself to his parish, he is simultaneously being consumed by a dreaded stomach cancer. And finally, he succumbs to the cancer. But the final words on his dying lips say, "What does it matter? Grace is everywhere." My friends, the grace of God is everywhere, but it is particularly at that place where the good news of Jesus Christ is proclaimed. And that's why, as our text tells us, the praising of God, the speaking forth of his good works, is that which calls, gathers, and enlightens the people of God. But he is with his people in a way that empowers them. The John text spoke of a promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit. And that coming of the Holy Spirit is described in dynamic terms of the Spirit flowing out in rivers of living water. What good news to know that our ascended Emmanuel is indeed victorious, but also with us. My dear brothers in Christ, as you go out from this place, if you are feeling a little cocksure of all the great things that you know, be reminded that it is not we, but he. And if you are departing this place in fear that somehow the work of all rests on your shoulders, be comforted in the knowledge that Christ is with you. And in this way, we see that God is in his world, and all is right with the world, because Christ is our ascended Emmanuel. Amen.